Good morning, everybody. How are you, Nikki?
I am fine.
Oh, there's nothing like starting the show and going, oh, my God. I actually slept in a little bit today.
I did, too.
I didn't get up until 8:15.
Yeah, it was 8:17 for me.
Yeah, I slept in, though. I needed it. I woke up so early yesterday. Oh, my God. I got up at 4:30 on Monday to go host WAY mornings.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I don't know if you got a chance to listen. You probably slept in, but I had a blast.
Good.
I really had fun. So, I mean, that was the plan, was I said, you know, I looked at the weekend. I was like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about Monday?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I'm going to do it just like I do the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give a rat's ass. No, I mean I planned, but I was like, I'm not gonna give a rat's ass about politics.
Right.
I'm just not gonna do it. Uh-huh. You know how I am with it. Listen,
luckily you're not filling in this morning.
Yeah. There's a guy on Facebook who was an intern on The Morning Disaster. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess he was. I don't know if he was an intern. I guess he was. I don't know. I don't know the difference between, you know. But
does his first name start with an L?
No, his name starts with a B. And Jesus Christ. Listen. I had to go to his Facebook page. And this is exactly what I wrote on his Facebook page. Because for a month now, I mean, a month. Trump's been in office, you know, 11 days.
Yeah.
But a month, every single post, every single day, it's like, oh, my God.
He's not going anywhere.
Except he's a pro-Trump guy, and I just don't give a shit.
Oh.
And it's like every day he says, do you remember in 2001 when Bush received a directive and saying Bin Laden has to be, just all this, all of you liberals. And it's like, I had to go to his page and I just put, this is what I put in his page. Jesus Christ, give it a break. I can't handle this for 4 years. Or I can't handle 4 years of this.
Right.
It's like, I am trying to stay with this guy. You know what
They're
I mean?
Like grabbing you by the back of the head and grinding you into the dirt.
Yes, I am trying not to delete this guy as a friend because I like him, but
right.
God damn, I cannot take 4 years of this. He's fighting with nobody. You know?
Yeah.
No one's fighting with him. But his whole posts are just, I mean, he's having arguments with imaginary people. That's freaking me out on Facebook. There are so many people that are, oh my God.
Yeah, I've got them on mine too.
Son of a bitch. It's too much.
I just scroll past it.
It's too much. Oh my God. I just can't handle. I can't. Handle 4 years of these nonsense posts.
Possibly eight.
Isn't there anything? Yeah, it could be eight. I think not. I mean, the guy's going to be in his 80s, so I don't know. But God bless it. I just don't think I can handle 4 years of this. Isn't there?
I don't know.
Isn't there anything else to talk about for this guy?
That's what I thought this morning, because when I picked my friend up to take him to work, that's all I heard about. And I dropped him off at work, and he's still talking, going out the door of the car with his head down in the door. And I kept saying, goodbye, goodbye.
That's all they want to talk about. I know. Oh, my God.
I'm not into it. Just leave me alone.
It's like, I don't even want to. I can't even tell you.
Don't make me a sore loser.
I can't tell you. It's just so. And the Trump supporters and the anti-Trump people, oh, I just can't handle it. I really can't. Mm-mm. God, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's too much. It really, and I know that I hear it. I've heard it from the other side, okay?
Yeah.
Because I got my friends that are super liberal.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, God, please just stop. They're like, you don't understand. It's like, no, I do. I do understand, all right? I really do.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a stupid person. I understand. But my God. It's like, you know what? You ran a shitty candidate, you know?
Right.
And I was for her, but she was a shitty candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And you lost. So now we got to go 4 years under Trump. And if you don't like him, then run somebody better against him. There you go. End of discussion.
Right.
End of discussion. Yeah. Is he going to do some things? Will he do some things that will make America less? I don't know. I think he's going to do some bad things. But there's some people that think he's going to do some good things. So, listen, let him do his things. Let the legal system figure it out. And let's stop bitching about it.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, they can sit there and they'll sit there and they'll bash Trump. Well, he's doing this and this. You want to know what Trump's doing today? This is honest to God. Do you know what he's doing today?
He's flying somewhere.
No, he called in a bunch of pharmaceutical company presidents, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's bitching at them because their prices are too high.
Well, that's not going to do anything.
Yeah, but tell me, who is it behind that? Is there someone, I mean, besides the people who own pharmaceutical companies, is there anybody who isn't behind him doing that?
Right.
I mean, yes, I know there's a Muslim ban and blah, blah, blah. Let's work it out. But, oh, my God, it's just too much. And every day on Facebook, it's. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, man. I can't handle it anymore. I really can't. Let's go back to, like, bikini photos. You know what I mean? Let's go back to, oh, I miss summer with a bikini photo with your big old titties hanging out and stuff. Give me that, you know? Let's go back to, oh, I remember when I was in high school. And then you show pictures of when you were hot in high school. You know, oh, I remember so-and-so, you know, God, God.
I need to go to a beach with an ocean far away from here.
Yeah, and far away from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I like.
I've seriously been thinking about taking a Facebook break.
Well, you see, and I don't need people to do that because I promote myself through Facebook.
I know.
You know what I mean? I don't need Facebook to destroy itself. I need Facebook to figure it out.
I was so frustrated yesterday. I was like, I've had enough.
Oh, my God. I just don't know what to do. I'm just – if you notice my Facebook, I don't do any of get political on Facebook. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't do any political stuff. God, I can't handle it anymore. Oh my God, it makes me nuts.
Yeah.
It really does. So yesterday when I was on WMAY, I was like, screw it.
I'm not talking about it.
I'm not going to talk about politics. And maybe there were some people angry. I don't know. But I didn't talk about it. In fact, there were some people that were asking. People were sending me messages on Facebook wondering, why aren't you bashing Trump? And I finally went on the air and I said, hey, listen. I'm not an idiot. I know what a lot of people are wanting to hear about. Or are interested in hearing about. But I'm not going to do it. It's, you know, because it's just going around in circles. You know what I mean? Unless somebody actually does something.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about it. Instead, I want to have some fun. I want to make people laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with that.
Nothing.
And I know some people with stationary problems with it, but I, you know. Well, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I understand that, but hey, I was just filling in. You know. Anyway, I did a show yesterday that had no political over, just like this show. We don't have any political overtones.
Yeah.
Do we have a preference? Well, yes, we have a preference. But
we don't shove it down people's faces.
Yes, there you go. We don't shove it down your throats. There's no need for that. There really isn't.
A comment may be made here or there, and then it's done.
Yeah, why be? And this is what gets me. And then this really does, because it's not just us. It's not MAY. I mean, there's stations all over the country that are going, like these conservative stations.
Uh-huh.
Everything is pro all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't understand why you do that.
I don't know either.
Because, you know, there are people against it. So why put yourself in a situation for, you know, half the people to never listen to you again? I don't get. Just like if you came out as your the liberal station and everything that Trump does is wrong and everything, blah, blah, blah. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you invite half the listeners to never listen to your station?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they think that they'll listen, so they'll call in and argue or something.
Yeah, I think they used to do that, but I don't think they do that anymore.
I think people are fed up.
I think at one point people would like listen to Rush Limbaugh because they either liked what he said,
or they wanted to hear what he was going to say,
or they hated him.
Yeah,
and they could. People who don't like him, they don't listen to him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't.
Mm-mm.
And, you know,
because back when he had his TV show that would come on at noon, like back in the 80s or 90s, my mom would watch it and she hated him. And she would yell at the TV.
Yeah. Now there's just too much. There's too much on the other side.
Overload.
And if you don't like him, you just won't listen to him. So why put yourself in a situation, you know?
Right.
Why put yourself in a situation where...
Just then, man.
You're inviting listeners to not listen to you. I don't get it.
Right. Let's just zen.
Yeah. Oh, but I start out my day, it's like, I try not to comment, you know. I just go, I'm not going to read anymore. But this guy's all over my feed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to just block him because he was on my show, you know. He worked his ass off on my show. But I can't, I just can't handle it anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, at least Chris Wronowski is on there, and Chris is a journalist, and he's very liberal.
I love his sometimes.
Yeah, but he's at least funny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he puts isn't about politics. So I can handle it. And then when he does stuff, you're not even sure what he's doing. I mean, I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But I think there are some people who don't even know what he's talking about.
Don't get it, yeah.
Exactly. I can handle that.
Right.
Oh, my God. I just, I'm politicked out. I really am.
I am, too.
I don't want it on Facebook.
It was yesterday or the day before, I opened up Facebook and I had to keep scrolling to get past everything. And there was like nothing on Facebook except for that.
Yeah. It's all, I mean, all of it is politics. Trump, 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 Trump. And I can't handle 4 years of Trump.
Nope.
Not on Facebook.
No. But I don't use Twitter.
Oh my God. Twitter is, I don't know.
I never understood how to use the damn thing.
Oh, I love Twitter.
I'm on there, and I get notifications, and I'm like, what? Who are these people?
No, I love Twitter. I mean, you know.
I don't get it. I don't know how to use it.
Oh, you follow a bunch of people, you know. And it just has everything, you know. And if you don't like the people writing about the news and stuff, you can go follow people who don't write about the news.
See, that's my thing is all my feed is a lot of news stuff.
No, you got you know what's on my feed? This is honest to God. My Twitter feed is mostly baseball stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Are you gonna get a GoFundMe to get those chairs?
What chairs?
They're selling Cubs seats from.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, because I don't fit in them.
Oh, you could put them on your front yard.
No, they're very uncomfortable. They'll be stolen. No, I'm not gonna.
Well, that's why you bolt them down. Just like they are at the stadium.
No, I'm not. I don't know. My uncle's got some of those. My uncle has some old Cubs seats. From when they redid the, because he's a season ticket.
Oh, lucky man.
Yeah, he's a season ticket holder. He's met Rizzo and like he met all those. Listen, he's got the seats from Wrigley, and he's so proud of them, and he displays them in his garage.
Yeah.
And I just walk by him when I go over to the house. And I love my Cubs.
Yeah.
I just can't, you know. I just don't care. I'm not very, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm just not nostalgic about, you know.
Oh, you should be.
Incidental things like that. Yeah, I'm not a big souvenir guy. You know what else I don't like? It's not that I don't like them, but you know what else I don't care about?
What?
Is autographs.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't, you know. I don't give a shit.
I had this dollar bill that I had a band sign one time.
Yeah.
It was a popular band.
Who ended up spending?
And I needed something. And I'm like, I know I have that dollar bill around here somewhere. And I spent it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I was super prepared whenever we used to have the shows come to town.
Yeah.
One time, I really wanted their autographs, so I was like, "All right, I've got a dollar bill. I'll have them sign a dollar bill."
Yeah.
Which is dumb
because you'll always need the dollar bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dumb thing to have someone sign.
You know how much it was worth?
It was worth a dollar.
I know.
Yeah, that's what your dollar bill was worth. Oh, God.
It's out there somewhere. People are probably like, what are all these scribbles on it?
Yeah. Autographs.
I can't remember what the band was. It was popular at the time.
Yeah, but they're not. Like, I can name a bunch of bands that were popular at the time that aren't anything now.
Oh, Lord.
That's great. Yeah, I really don't collect. I could collect comic books, you know. Which I don't even collect that much anymore. In fact, I don't even have comic books. I'll buy like the trade paperbacks.
Yeah,
you know, and I enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't afford them. So
yeah,
there's all kinds I want to buy now that I can't afford. I got to wait till I get some money.
Right.
And but I like autographs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get them. And do you remember? I mean, I remember.
And I had an autograph book when I was little.
I haven't signed one in quite some time, but you remember, like, yes. 97, 98.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You know, the morning is that we were. I think the young people don't get this, but. Man, I can tell you, the morning disaster at one point was insane.
Mm-hmm. I remember standing there for 2 hours signing autographs.
There was a time in this city.
I'm like, you don't know who I am.
In this city, people were freaking crazy. And it was great. I mean, I loved every second of it. But there were people that were crazy about the morning disaster. And we would put out a best of CD. And we had these pictures. It shows the marketing genius of Tom Cusack, by the way, is what it shows. I mean, the guy was brilliant.
Nobody's been that since and probably won't in this town.
Listen, I think that's I think what he accomplished and the program directors who were in charge, I think what those guys pulled off with this I don't think it'll be repeated ever. I mean,
no.
Because, well, now there's so much. There's the internet, mm-hmm. and there's so much competition and so many mm-hmm. things, you know. Like, you have us now. We're on the internet and basically doing our – you. We didn't have us to compete with when we were doing a radio show.
Right.
So we would do these things, and these people would line up for a half a mile just yeah. to get our autograph.
Right.
It was insane. And to buy a best of CD.
Be late for work to go out and see what was going on with
the mobile unit.
Mobile unit.
It was crazy. And so we would sign these autographs. And I would always be like, what in the hell are these? What are they going to do with my autograph? And I sign it because they'd ask. But I do remember yeah. looking over at you guys, like Rocky especially.
Uh-huh. And I'd be like, and he's like so over it.
I'd be like, what the hell are they? What are they going to do with my autograph? I mean, and this is in all seriousness. I'd rather shake somebody's hand. All right. I'd rather shake a hand.
Uh-huh. And talk to somebody.
And talk to somebody. I'd be like, where are you from? Tell me about yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Instead of, but they didn't care. They just wanted an autograph. You know?
Right.
I just want your autograph. Well, tell me about yourself. I just want your autograph. And they'd be rude. I'd be like, F you. You want my autograph? Well, F you. No, but I would sign the autographs. And I'm like, what are they going to do? You're going to throw this away. You're not going to keep this. But if I shake your hand and I get to know you, that's actually something, you know?
Right.
The connection, that's something. But no, right. No, they wanted the autograph, you know?
What'd you do this weekend?
This weekend, what did I do?
Bird?
I did Uber. Yeah, I went Uber driving for the first time in a long time.
I saw that.
I had fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it this weekend.
Good.
I did, what did I do? I drove them everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't any set place. But it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of people. Oh. I picked up this one guy, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that guy had no idea who I was, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because it was dark. He gets in the car. We're driving. We start talking about stuff. And so he starts talking about Springfield, and he's telling me, you know, what goes on. And I go, well, I've been here a while, you know.
Yeah.
When did you move here? So I tell him when I moved here and stuff. He goes, wow. And then I start, and he goes, well, what do you do for a living? And I said, I do a lot of things, actually. I co-own a mold remediation company. I do a daily radio show, a daily podcast. You know what I mean? And so I'm talking, and the guy goes, in the middle of the conversation, the guy goes, oh, shit, you're Ray Lytle. And I go, yeah. And he's like, oh my God. You know, and he figured it out.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that this guy, it's a craziest story. This guy moved to Springfield in 1986, I believe. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he was, you know, in Springfield, young. And he moved here right before I started my first professional radio job. Now, I started doing college radio in 1986, okay?
Right.
And in 1987, I was discovered by the program director of WYMG, mm-hmm. who said, hey, you want to – I know you need an internship. And I said, yeah. He goes, I'll give you a job if you come up here. So I ended up coming here. Mm-hmm. And I started doing weekend overnights, all right? The shift, the bottom of the barrel part-time shift. I started doing it in 1987, right? And I don't care. I made it. I made weekend overnights my domain, you know. Because they said, he said, do whatever you want. I'm like, anything? He goes, yeah. Well, I took it as I could do like a talk fest, you know. I would do it. I was doing pure entertainment, and I did that, and it was a fun show, you know. Although it was in the 80s, I sounded completely different from now. But so the guy starts telling me, he goes, "Oh my God, I would listen to your show on YMG," and I'm like, "Oh wow," you know. And then he goes, "And then you left, and then you were back in." You know, and he knew when I was back when I was syndicating for Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and then you left, and then you showed up doing the Morning Disaster.
Uh-huh.
He goes, that was fantastic. And he goes, then you were gone.
Uh-huh.
And then you were doing this. And then you were gone. He goes, and then you
He's
were
got
on-
your biography he goes, there.
He goes, when you, and then he goes, then you were on WMAY. And he goes, I know you're known for the disaster. He goes, but I loved your talk radio show.
Right. A lot of people do.
I was like, oh, thank you. And he starts talking about the time I was on Morning Disaster. So this guy knew every obscure thing that I had done, right? So
he knows Springfield and he knows you.
In 2013, when I left WMAY, I got hired by WTAX.
Right.
And they signed me to, I mean, you know. I got pretty decent money, and they put me out in the afternoon, and they were going to let people know I was there and blah, blah, blah. Well, they didn't. They didn't do shit. So this guy who followed me from the time I was a teenager thinks that in 2013 I left the radio business. And I'm like, no. I said, no, I was on WTAX till last year.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, you were? I'm like, well, yeah, what did you think happened to me? He goes, oh, I just thought you got sick of it all. And I said, and he goes, but now I hear you're back on WMAY, and I listen to you when you fill it. And I go, wait a minute, that's you doing? I said, do you even know about WTAX? He goes, no, what's WTAX? And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knew.
It's like, this is the common thing. WTAX, isn't that the sports station?
Yeah. Well, or else they go, that's the Rush Limbaugh station, which it is. And yeah, I mean, that's why they didn't want me. They didn't want some, you know.
They get it confused with 1450.
I mean, I'm not going to turn this into why I got fired from WTAX, but, okay. I was hired at WTAX to do a talk show that featured things about real life that didn't feature politics, right?
Right.
That's what I got hired there to do. But then they had an upheaval when I got there. They started firing people and stuff.
Yeah.
And like the people that brought me in. So the people that came in, they're like, well, you got to talk about politics. Well, I hate talking about politics. You know what I mean? So, and they're a conservative station, you know.
Yeah.
So needless to say, I fit in like a turd in a punch bowl, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, there you go. There's the bottom line about, I think I can say that now. It's been long enough, but.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they're like, let's get rid of the liberal guy. Of which, by the way, I'm not even,
you're in the middle.
I'm not super liberal. Yeah, I mean, wow. You know. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Yeah, so this guy knew everything, but he had no idea I was on WTAX.
That's funny.
I know. But he couldn't blame me. And I got fired from WMAY in 2013. It wasn't my fault, you know. Right. I would have stayed. I would have stayed at MAY forever. So, yeah. So the guy knew everything about my past except that one. Of which, you know, I was like,
and he knew everything about Springfield.
He goes, yeah, you got fired off of WMAY, and I just thought it's, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, how did you know I got fired? You know? Well, so he goes, yeah, you were fired, and I go, hey, how'd you figure that out? And he goes, oh, because nobody was talking about you.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. If someone quits a radio station, I mean, this guy was pretty right on, too.
Uh-huh.
If someone quits a radio station, the people will talk about him.
Right.
oh, and so-and-so was here before he moved on. He goes, when you left, nobody talked about you. He goes, so I knew
they
you were
scared.
So I knew you were fired. And I started thinking, I'm like, but this son of a bitch has got it down. He's right.
Uh-huh.
At radio stations, when you get fired, nobody talks about
Mm-mm.
you.
It's like you never existed.
Yeah. But when you quit, when you quit, they'll bring your name up from time to time.
Right.
Yeah,
and
so
then
it was,
you're fired,
it was
and you
very
come back,
funny.
And they're like, oh.
That was one of my Uber rides.
Missed you.
I
that
was
sounds like a fun ride.
I was shocked by, you know, the Uber passengers who, you know.
Yeah.
Who knew me. So it was really fun. So mm-hmm. I went out and did some driving. My wife was tired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I just want to go to bed early. Which was cool because that meant I got to fool around like during the daytime hours, you know.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you do that, but.
Too much light.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and which was exciting me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to see her, the nakedness. Oh, I love it. And then she shuts the shades and everything.
Uh-huh.
Turns off the light. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, it's like a cave in here. So I'm messing around.
That's the way I like it.
So I'm messing around, and the window's right above my head.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So my wife and I are in the bed during the day.
Yeah.
And I sort of... I just grabbed the shade and I sort of moved it, you know,
uh-huh.
to where the light could hit her so I could get a look at that sweet bod.
Yeah.
You know.
Did she slap you?
No, she didn't slap me, but here's the deal. It's like I made it look like an accident, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
she knew better.
Well, no, here's the problem. Like, it showed her, which was awesome because she mm-hmm. looked... she looked amazing.
Right.
It also showed me, which I think turned her off a little bit, you know.
I have found that the best way to look good is to do it with the black light on.
Really? Oh, I've never done this.
Your skin and everything looks perfect.
Yeah.
Your teeth are really white.
Yeah. Like when it's dark.
Yeah, seriously. It's dark. It's dark enough. You got the black light on, which makes everybody look good.
It's so funny that you say that because I was on FaceTime this mm-hmm. weekend, and I was on FaceTime with my mother-in-law. She uh-huh. had a computer problem, and she needed it fixed. And I'm like, well, I just have her FaceTime in, and I'll fix it for her, you know.
Yeah.
And I had her FaceTime so I could see the computer when I was walking her through stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm looking at myself on FaceTime, and I had the lights off, right? And I was uh-huh. I was like, oh, my God, I look so freaking good. This is my mother-in-law is going to say, oh, my God, he's so attractive. You know, that was my, you know.
That was your black light.
Yeah. And then but here's the thing. My wife walks in the room. OK. Mm-hmm. And she turns on the light.
And then you're like, ah.
And I was looking at my face up on the FaceTime, you know?
Yeah.
And just how great, I mean, I was like looking going, you good looking son of a bitch, you. Look at, look at that face. My God, that's a good looking man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then my wife turned on the light.
It's like Bart's
Oh,
dance.
My God. Oh, the horror. Oh! I look like a beast. Like, oh, my skin is so, it was horrible.
My skin is so freaking dry.
Oh, I look like a monster. And even my mother-in-law who was talking to me, you know, who thought, oh, he's very nice when I was in the dark. As soon as that light went on, you could practically hear her go, ah! You know, she was shocked.
I'm sure she
did. He's a monster! Ah! So I thought I had her liking me, you know. Oh, well. No, my mother-in-law likes me.
Uh-huh.
Now. Yeah, so, you know, turned the light on. I looked like a beast. But that's what happened when I think that's what happened when I messed with the shade.
Uh-huh.
It put light into the room.
Uh-huh.
And I know because my wife was pretty active with me.
Yeah.
Before the light, you know.
Uh-oh.
Then the light went on, and she got a look at this body, and she was like, oh,
stop.
She remembered what she was doing, you know. And then I was like, oh. Oof. So, yeah, I ruined it. I think I ruined the moment.
Mm.
Oh, well, but I got my look. I got my glance. That's all I needed. Fired me up. Didn't last too much longer past that, I'll tell you. Yeah, so that's what we, so that's what we did, you know.
I slept and got rid of this illness.
Yeah, I noticed you sound really good today. You sound, you know.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound really happy and in a good
mood.
They
took 9 vials of blood out of me last week.
Good Lord.
She kept pulling it, and I'm like, how many are you taking? Because she was pulling them out of her pocket as she went.
Good
so
Lord.
I didn't know ahead of time.
Right.
And I literally said, because I was about ready to pass out, and I'm like, how many are you doing? And she's like, 9. And this is when she's on, like, number 5. And I'm like, am I going to have any blood left? I actually concerned about
that's it. That's a considerable amount of blood to pull out of the body, you know?
I know. Especially when you're sick.
Yeah. And how, I mean, could you even drive after that?
I was woozy, but I did drive.
I mean, I would imagine you'd be kind of, whoa, you know.
Yeah. I already didn't feel good. Wow. And I was already like, whoa.
And then you get all that, and it's
blood.
Yeah.
And all of it was like, you're fine. It's just a bug.
Oh, really? Just to find that out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Everything they tested came back fine.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to be a know-it-all, but I knew you'd be tested and be fine.
Yeah. Well, what scared me was I started getting edema in my left ankle.
Yeah, I was going to ask what was swelling when you said you had edema.
My ankle.
Okay.
And my bottom part of my leg.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
why? Well, it's usually something to do with my heart.
Is that fine now, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what was, I know you said you had edema, and I'm like, well, what the hell's swelling up on her?
It was my ankle was about twice the size as the other one.
Well, I didn't want to ask, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. My head, no. Yeah.
I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want
to. And they know it's done it before.
Right.
But it's part of the congestive heart failure stuff. So then that's why I started getting concerned and went ahead and went in.
Right.
So.
But it was nothing.
Just, I guess it's the norovirus or something going around.
And the.
It was from last Saturday until sometime yesterday.
And now it just went away?
Mostly.
So you don't even know what caused the swelling?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Jesus. I had some swelling in my pants the other day. It was from my wife, and then it went away.
I couldn't even look at food. I was eating, like, maybe a little bitty bit every 24 hours or 26 hours. Because I couldn't even look at it, and I had to force feed myself.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, I have to eat something, so I'd have like an egg or.
I mean, that's kind of like the good. That, by the way, that's my regular meal. By the way,
an egg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good though.
I had my egg this morning.
I feel good. I you know, what I've done, in the past year, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I think I've, I don't know, I hope I figured it out. I don't know, I probably didn't, but in eating less mm-hmm. and what I've done.
Right.
I'm telling you, I hardly eat, but I'm never hungry. You know?
Right. And that's how I've been. I haven't been hungry for like a week and a half. So
I
actually got on the floor last night and tried to do crunches.
Oh, wow. I don't know how that worked out.
I did it like 5 at a time.
Yeah.
And I made it up to 20.
Listen, I have my treadmill, and I tried to get on the treadmill.
Right.
You know, I'm going to get out. Oh, I'm just going to go. I'm going to get on this treadmill and I'm just going to go. But you know what? I shouldn't be saying.
I could go 5 minutes.
I shouldn't be saying this. But I get on that treadmill and I go like 2 minutes and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in pain. Mm-hmm. I have to stop. And I stop.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? And I shouldn't have said it. I should have kept this to myself. But here's my take on it, okay? Here's my take. My take is, you know what? That's better than not.
Right.
At least I'm doing something.
Right.
And it won't be long before I'm able to get on for, you know.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then 4 minutes.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to do.
That's how I'm going to have to start out.
So it sucks, you know.
And they're putting me back on that medicine again.
Oh, really?
That made me lose weight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that again.
Which one do you take?
The Topamax. Sometimes they mix it with, sometimes they do Topamax and Phentermine. And I haven't done the Phentermine yet. I don't know if they will or not.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
He had suggested it, but then the heart stuff happened, and so I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not taking any pills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do have to take an anti-inflammatory because of my knees and stuff. And I'm just not eating as much. And you know what it is? It's just I've cut out bread.
Yeah.
I've cut soda.
I'm just now going from caffeine to non-caffeine, and then after that, I'm done with sugar.
Nikki, I'm telling you, when you just start drinking water, you'll feel. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to lie. It's hard.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
I've done it before.
But you feel so much better. Mm-hmm. You miss it. You always miss soda. I have not had a soda in months, but I miss it. I want one every day.
Well, the thing was, I was doing the caffeine to keep me awake.
Yeah.
Because my medicines make me tired.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So I talked to my doctors this week, and they rearranged some things, and it's supposed to be better. And I'm trying to go to sleep at night and wake up during the day.
Well, but you did. I mean, last night you were up. You were texting me at. I finally fell asleep. But you remember what time you started texting me?
No, I was having a weird emotional night. I had checked to see if it was a full moon.
You're sending me GIFs or GIFs and.
Yeah, I'm done with men.
Yes, everyone, I want to announce Nikki's done with men.
Just done.
If anybody's wondering. No more men for Nikki. Mm. That's what she told me last night.
That's right. Fed up.
Yeah. She's sick up and fed up.
Sick up and fed up.
My grandpa from Mexico, he would always go, "Where? I sick up and tired up." That's what it is.
That is exactly how I feel.
We'd be what? He goes, I'm sick up and tired up of it. I don't want to do it no more. I ain't going to talk about it.
That's me right now.
I'll be like sick up and tired up or sick up and fed up. It's like, what the hell is he doing? So he spoke.
Instead of sick of it and tired of it.
Yeah. I would tell you how he talked about black people, but I want to keep his legacy. No. I want to keep his legacy good. No, I'm joking. Yeah, all the time. I sick up and tired up. Sick up and fed up. What the hell is he talking about? Oh, yeah, so you were.
I have this knack of making myself look crazier than what I am.
Yeah, you do. I know, you see, I know you're not crazy.
Uh-huh. And people that know me know I'm not crazy. I'm just a little neurotic reading here and there.
But I know sometimes we're on the show and you'll like be overly Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to remind listeners, okay, she's really not crazy.
Right. So I was talking to an ex.
Oh, God. Why do you even talk to ex?
Friend.
You're what is it? Best what?
Through his best friend.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
trying to make amends.
Was the best friend trying to get in your pants?
I don't know if it was him. Oh. If he handed the phone off to the ex. But yes.
Oh, so he was trying to get some of you.
Yeah.
So the ex is like, oh, yeah.
He's saying that the ex was telling him how good this was and that was.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, he handed the phone to his buddy. So you got to get
some. That's what he did.
You got to get some of this. Mm.
That's what he was telling them.
I can't. You see, I want to tell you something. That's what.
And these are grown men. Yeah, this is what you do
can't,
in high school.
You can't. Yes, exactly. You can't be talking to an ex.
Ugh.
I don't talk to exes.
But I talk to all of mine except for this one, and it bothers me.
I had a girl. There was a girl I dated in high school, right?
Yeah.
And then we broke it off, right?
Yeah.
Every time I'd start talking to her for any reason.
Uh-huh.
I ended up having sex with her.
See, that would be the problem with this one.
Every time, no matter what, like, here's the problem. Because she was my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and we were somewhat close, you know,
mm-hmm.
We just got along, you know. We were friends and girlfriends, a lot of sex, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then I'd start dating somebody else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that was going good. And I told myself, I'm not going to not have sex with anybody else. I'm being great with this girl. I'm going to be a good
but
guy.
But she would show up.
Well, then the ex-girlfriend would somehow get into the picture again. And she
yes.
She was just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd start talking to her, and next thing you know, I'm having sex with her, but I'm not counting it against the new girlfriend because, like, well, this isn't cheating. This is just sex with so-and-so, and it's like, you know.
Right.
But it's still cheating.
I've had three relationships like that.
This is my fear with my wife, you know. Like, if my wife and I ever got divorced... Okay,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know we would be the divorce couple that would still sleep together.
Yeah.
Like, even if I met somebody new, even if I got remarried, even if mm-hmm. she got remarried,
mm-hmm.
I know we'd still hook up and we'd be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. It's just her, you know.
And see, this is the first time we've been single, both of us.
Yeah, you better watch it. You'll end up hooking up.
I hope so.
And therein lies the problem. And there's the problem.
I know, and it's bad.
That's
I
why.
I should have more self-esteem and think higher of myself.
Yes, that's why. You got to get away from the exes. You know?
And I know this in my brain.
Yeah.
But then craziness overrides. So I'm talking to his best friend, and I keep saying, I'm not going to bother you anymore, but one more time, this, and then I'm like, he's like, okay, and he just answers, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, he thinks I've hit crazy. When they just answer, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So then, in the middle of the night, I was like, I told him I'm not going to bother either one of them again after what happened.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm done.
Uh-huh.
And then it drove me nuts all night long. So 2:30 this morning, I wrote this big, long diatribe that made no sense at all.
Oh, you didn't send it, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
And it was read by the best friend.
Oh, my God. Hopefully he blocked it. Did he block the ex from seeing it?
I don't know if he showed it to him or not. I'm sure he will.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, see, the best friend was really nice. Yeah. He's always been really nice to me. So that's why I trusted him. But
yeah.
Then I got to remember, bros before hoes.
Yeah, of course. Yes. The bros are definitely before the hoes.
Instead of, like, kind of being nonchalant about it, I totally went apeshit crazy.
Yeah. Oh, so, boy.
That's why I'm done with men.
You're going to end up... You know what you're... I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything. I don't want to be. Mm-hmm. I don't listen. I don't want to be forward. Or I don't want to be coarse. But I'm telling you, you're going to end up between these two guys in a sandwich form.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, probably.
Really, it's really, you're going to end up.
And it'll be a one-time thing, and it's just for them to have high fives and shits and giggles
Yeah,
over.
Just so they can say, hey, we had a three-way with this chick. Mm-hmm. But you were going to end up between the both of them.
It almost happened before.
Oh, yeah. And one of them will be in a very uncomfortable place. I'm just warning you.
Uh-huh. It was the ex, because he wasn't the ex at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wanted me to do it, yeah. And I did it, and...
Oh, really? Oh, so you've been with both of them before?
Kinda.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have one in the mouth and one in the...
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're going to have one in each... You're going to have one in each hand.
I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, I know you don't like it, but I think that's what's going to happen. if you keep talking to him, that's what's going to happen.
My crazy gene won't stop.
Yeah.
Crazy girl, and I know I'm not the only girl that does things like that.
Yeah, the only one I know, but yeah.
Yeah, thanks. You know.
I try not to hang around such undesirables. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Only Nikki.
Hey, I get so mad. It's like anxiety. I'm like, I've got to type something.
Yeah. You got to stop.
I can't stop myself. I feel like it's like I turn into two brains where one side is saying, stop this, you're worth more than this. And the other side's saying, but you know.
But you know, it feels good. Mm. It'd be a good dirty memory. It'd be a good dirty memory to have.
You're just going to get hurt.
And I, you know, listen, dirty memories are fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've got some dirty memories.
I'm too old for this shit.
I really like them. But you know what? They're a good memory.
Memory. I got to remember that.
Just a good memory.
Yes.
A good current? I don't know.
I got to keep moving forward.
I got a bunch of exes that I follow on. I got a... exes on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them.
Most of mine are on Facebook, too.
Most of them. Page. I go to their pages, and I look at their pictures. I go, oh, thank God I dodged that bullet. You know?
See, he's like the best-looking guy I've ever been with.
Yeah, if you get one that's doing good, you don't want to, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, you gotta watch. Those are the bad ones. Like I got. This
oh, he's a total bad boy too.
I've got this one ex, okay, who's super religious, you know. And whenever I want to be reminded of what could have been, I'll pop on over that Facebook page, right? I'll be like, "Oh God, boy, I dodged a bullet getting out of that one," you know.
Right.
I got another one who doesn't look that hot, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'll go over there, and I'll be like, oh, really dodged a bullet getting the hell out of that one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dodged
and you know what started this whole thing?
What's that?
Plenty of fish.
Oh, yeah, plenty of fish. You don't.
He's on there.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I saw that he was single again. And.
Oh, boy. Yep.
That's what started the whole worm in my brain.
It's not good.
I know. So, yeah.
That plenty of fish is not good.
See, I can't find a happy middle. I can't be, like, all in or all out. I'm always wavering between the two.
Because
I say I'm done with men, and we both know I'm not.
Huh.
But I feel like it right now. But.
You say you're done with men.
Right.
But yet, literally 2 minutes ago,
I know.
two.
See, I'm getting neurotic.
2 minutes ago, you were fantasizing.
I know.
About being in between the two of them, with one in each orifice. I guess it wouldn't be too bad. Yeah, I mean, you know. Oh, Nikki.
I just want to be normal.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I just want to be a normal girl who dates normal guys and do normal things.
I'll tell you the worst. You don't want to know the worst thing about Facebook and exes now?
What?
I'm going to say something that's going to make me seem horrible. But I'm still going to say it because it's funny.
Uh-huh.
I will go to the Facebook pages now and I'll see, like, their daughters.
And you're like, check it out, the daughter.
Check out the daughter. Say, oh, they got the best parts of the mom. If I was single, I'd throw a load in that. It's horrible.
It is horrible because I don't look at younger guys that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. I look at the young girls. I'll be like, oh, yeah.
A lot of guys I know do that, too.
I said, then she and her mom could have something in common. By the way, like any young girl would want anything to do with this. You know what I mean?
Aww.
Oof.
So last night I came up with this battle plan.
All right. What is your battle plan? I want to hear this. So I'm sure this is – I get to – everyone, hold on. Please prepare yourselves for a bad idea. Go ahead, Nikki. What is your battle plan?
I'm going to lose a whole bunch of weight and show up where he's at.
Yes.
And tell him no.
You're going to lose a bunch of weight. You're going to show up where he is. And you're going to do him and his friend is what's going to happen.
No, I'm
yes.
not.
That's exactly what's going to happen. That sounds like a horrible idea. Really is.
But I'm like, I'm going to get back at him.
Yeah. No.
I know.
You're gonna lose all that weight, and you're going to feel – and you're going to get – you're going to be, oh, I'm going to show those guys. I'm going to show them, and then you're going to end up doing them.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about Caterpillar?
Yeah, just saw that.
They're moving out of Peoria. They're going to move up to near Chicago.
Yep. 300 –
Yeah, they're going to fire. I mean, well, I think they're going to give them a chance to go with them.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. I mean, listen, this is what gets me. They can't be paying. All right. They cannot be paying a lot of money.
Taxes and stuff down here.
Well, I know they have those deals. Yeah, but they're going to get, they'll get that in Chicago, but. Like the buildings that they own in Peoria, they own everything.
Uh huh.
They own those buildings. I think there's a museum. Connect. You know, there's all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why they would leave this town where they own everything and go to some suburb where they got to pay rent.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or even if they've got to buy a new building. I don't understand why you would just leave Peoria and head up to Chicago. It is really, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't get, I don't know.
I don't understand what they're doing.
Exactly. I don't.
And they're also moving some stuff over into Decatur.
Yeah. Which Decatur could use some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I just don't understand why they're doing all this stuff.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
And maybe there's a competitive reason. Like if they're in Chicago, they're closer to, but I don't know. But it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's some of the messages that we've gotten today. Would you like to hear them? It says, oh, my, Ray. Oh, my. You know that one of those two guys has a big giant. Oh, my God. Here we go. I want to read this. Okay. It says, oh my, Ray. You know, one of those two guys is a big giant cock that has Nikki all twisted and crazy. Is that the truth? Does the ex have one?
Average.
What about the friend?
High end average.
What about the friend?
They're both about the same.
Well, so you know what the friend has too? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Neither one has any big girthers?
Uh-uh.
Oh. I thought maybe that's what it was.
They're both really good looking, though.
And I'm not the only one. Corey says that one of them one has a big giant cock that's got you all twisted and crazy. And here's the, it says, fuck that bros before hoes. My bro screwed my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And when I confronted him, he was like, come on, man, bros before hoes. Well, we weren't bros after that. So I guess he beat the hell out of his bro. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I guess a friend and I, if it was planned and we knew from the beginning, I could do that, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what.
Been with her before.
Yeah.
And you knew it was good.
Yeah. No. I mean, maybe if it was worked out. But I'm going to tell you what. We had a code when I was young. My buddies.
You stay away.
Yeah. Like, I want to. I think I revealed this. I don't know if I revealed this or not, but my best friend, his ex-wife, he ended up marrying her. I had to drive her home one night from our place because he got all, I mean, he was fucked up. All right. And she was pretty buzzed, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's like, I got to get her. I was like, all right, I'll drive her home. You know, it was this crazy party we had and I wasn't drunk. In fact, I didn't drink anything. Because I was working and I came home and then I came home and I showered and then there was a girl there and I hooked up with her. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's a really bizarre story. And then I went out to the party and then I had panties in my mouth. It was a big mess. And then all of a sudden he was passed out.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to take her home. So I hadn't even had a beer yet. He's like, you got to take her home. He goes, take my car. And I'm like, all right, I'll take her home, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she was pretty hammered. He was hammered. So I go to drive his girlfriend home. There's a bunch of people at my house, too.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to drive her home, and she puts her left hand, or no, her right hand. She's sitting in the passenger seat. She turns her body. And with her right hand, she grabs my inner thigh and reaches up and grabs the crotch and starts rubbing.
Oh, no.
And I'm grabbing her hand. I'm going, hey, no, 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 no. And she goes, what? We've done this before. You know what I mean? Because I was with her before he was.
Right.
But I wasn't with her as a girlfriend. I had a one-night thing with her years, like, maybe a year and a half earlier, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she was just drunk and really horny. And I grabbed her hand. I said, no, what are you doing? I said, no. No, you're dating my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, come on. And then I'm like, no. And then she starts kissing on my neck. And I had to push her away. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you can't do that. No.
Right.
And then she goes, whatever. And then she starts taking off her clothes while I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, listen, so-and-so. I said, you got to settle down. I said, this is not going to happen. And she goes, well, he won't know. He won't. Then it was, he won't care. Then it was, well, nobody will know.
Right.
And I'm like. And I remember thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, this girl's a horn dog. I mean, you know, I mean, she's my best friend's girlfriend.
Right.
And she's supposed to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wanted to kiss me. And I'm like, so I never kissed her. Never, you know what I mean? I just told her to stop.
Right.
I'm like, you gotta stop. You gotta go home. So then she gets pissed. And I'm like, well, you gotta go home. So long story short, I end up taking her home. She gets out of the car, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, listen, you're not gonna tell my friend I did anything, right? I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, what do you mean you don't know? Well, I won't if you fuck me. And I'm like, that's not gonna happen. We're not doing that.
Okay. See, that's a crazy girl.
Yeah, exactly. So I take her.
I'm not a crazy girl.
I take her home. Thank God she didn't make anything. I think she probably woke up the next day and felt better about herself because she was very drunk.
Yeah.
So she and my friend end up. I think she didn't say anything, but I don't know because our friendship did not stand the test of time. Okay.
Yeah.
I was dating one girl, and then I was dating a friend of hers. Okay.
Uh huh.
But I broke up with the friend and started dating another girl from college who they didn't like.
Right. Okay.
So there's a whole reason. So they broke up. They end up getting married. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then a couple years after they get married. All right.
Uh huh.
He was living. My wife, you know. I moved around the country and then eventually moved to Peoria, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, this guy got married to her, and he moved to, like, Springfield or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
And then eventually he moved to Peoria.
Hmm.
And she was his ex, right?
Uh-oh.
And the reason she was his ex is when they were living together in Springfield— she fucked around on him.
Oh, you know, no.
Which, by the way, didn't shock me.
Right.
And she messed around on him. And I don't know what she's doing now. I never disliked her, but it didn't surprise me when she messed around on him.
Yeah.
None of it surprised me. So, I mean, that's what ended up happening. And now he met a girl in Peoria. And they have lovely children now, and they seem to have a great life. And his wife is, she's the nicest lady, you know what I mean? His life's perfect now. But at the time, with this ex, who I hope he doesn't think about anymore, but this ex of his was, you know.
All right. She was
and I knew when they got married, I'm like, oh, shit. And I wasn't invited to the wedding or anything.
Yeah.
But I was talking to a friend of mine. After the wedding, he goes, hey, did you hear so-and-so got married? I'm like, yeah, that's good for him. And I was living in Texas, all right? And then they're like, yeah. And I said, they'll break up. He goes, what? I go, yeah, she'll cheat on him. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I said, trust me. I go, trust me. She'll cheat on him.
Right.
And I said that. And literally, you know, like a, you know. Like a great prognosticator. I think it was within a year.
Yeah.
That she cheated on him and, you know, it all went down.
Ugh.
But you could see it coming. I mean, it was not, it was not a surprise. Because I knew that night that I was just driving her home and I started thinking about her and I was like, man, you know, how many other guys has he had drive her home? You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I was like, every time she gets drunk, like if she was sober, she would never even consider doing that. But when she would get drunk, she became this massive, horny cheater. You know?
Yeah.
So I started wondering, what about the next guy? Like, I said no. But what did the next
guy may have not.
Yeah, what's the next better-looking, big, girthy cock guy saying? You know? And so it made me go, oh, man, I wonder, you know, what's she going to do when that guy is taking her home?
Right.
And better yet, what is that guy going to do when she's offering it? So it did not surprise me that she cheated on him.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she probably still loved him. But when this girl got drunk, look out. I mean, I'm telling you, there was no stopping that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know this because I stopped it, and it took a lot.
The horn train on the tracks.
It took a lot to stop it. And let me tell you something. I am convinced that I could have done her that night.
Yeah.
And gotten away with it.
Right.
Totally gotten away with
Probably.
It.
Probably. More than likely.
I didn't. I didn't, but I'm telling you.
You survived the sexual blackmail.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it. At least, I think, because I'm still not convinced she didn't tell him. But anyway, I'll tell you, it didn't surprise me when they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. There you go. Well, listen, it is a quarter after 10.
Wow.
I think we've had a good show. I hear that.
Went by fast.
So let's get this straight. People should not be talking about politics.
Right.
In broadcast. Separate it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep a bigger audience. Nikki will soon be between two men.
They're probably never going to talk to me again.
Yeah, because they know.
A little crazy, not cray.
Yeah, be honest with me. You're thinking about it, aren't you?
No.
Really?
I've already hit cray cray on them, so.
So but you're thinking about it.
It doesn't matter. Ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Because he looked at it and he never responded. And he's online right now and there's no response.
I bet you've thought of which one you'll take in the mouth and which one. Or will they do it and switch? And I bet you've thought about all that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know what's going on with you. I know what's happening.
I'm done with men.
Yeah. Are you gonna go with women?
No. I'm gonna go celibate again.
I'll tell you what, I think you're thinking of women.
No.
I don't know.
No. They're too much like me.
I think you've got women on the mind.
No, they're too much like me. All right. Can't handle it.
Well, you texted me something last night that made me go, oh my God.
That's because I read that and I was like, what?
I'm like, I think she's thinking about.
No, I just thought that was very odd.
I think she's thinking about the taste of love.
No, I'm not. It was on one of my feeds, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm sitting up last night late, right? And Nikki texted me. Well, no, a Facebook message. Sends me a Facebook message about, and I'll try not to be coarse.
Vulgar.
Yeah, she sends me a Facebook message about eating pussy. Right? And I'm like,
try not to be vulgar there.
And I'm like, what in the hell? Like, just sends it over. And I go, oh.
No, it was more like, I just read this article. I was like, oh my God.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that, you know. And then she's like, well, I've always thought that it tastes like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, she's actually thinking about it.
No, it came off a Rebel Circus.
Do you have a woman that you know that you would, if you did decide that you would,
No.
No. Because I thought it was far along. I'm like, oh, she met somebody.
No.
She met someone as a hot chick and she's thinking, well.
I could never have a relationship or a sexual relationship with a woman.
You see, I think, I don't know about regular relationship. I think you could have a sexual one.
No.
You know what I think? This is just me. I think you can have a sexual relationship with another couple and be fine with it.
No.
I don't know. That's what I think about you. I think you got something going on.
I've been with a couple before.
Yeah.
And it just was weird.
Mm. Did you get jealous or something?
No, I just felt weird because they were really good friends and it was good and everything. But it probably won't happen again because I just felt weird.
Huh. Well, I guess I'm wrong.
Like crossing some kind of boundary of friendship or something.
I guess I'm wrong. But you hung out with them and then you'd have sex with them?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't even know how that works.
I still hang out with them.
You still hang out with people you used to have sex with?
Yeah. And then, I was only with them once.
and they never ask for you again.
Oh, I could have it whenever I want, probably.
So if you wanted, they would be like, yeah, jump on in. Let's
yeah.
jump on in. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
But you don't do it.
No.
Hmm.
It's not what I'm looking for.
When you jumped in, was it special? Was it good?
Yeah.
I find it weird that you never jumped, that you never joined again.
It's just.
But you're still close friends.
Very close.
And are they like that? Do they have other girls that jump in with them or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got to be getting it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Hmm. By the way, in the chat, in the Facebook, it says.
Oh, God.
You know Nikki's going to be up late at night. And you know she's going to get the chance to answer the text. Let's see. She'll answer the late night text that says, "You up?" Yep. That's right.
Oh, Lord.
That's from Corey.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Thank you, Corey. That's funny.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's going to be a yo. You up?
Hey, you up?
You up? Because I am. See, I never did that. When I was young, we had the actual call.
Yeah.
We didn't have text messaging when I was going through my weird booty call stage.
Uh-huh.
I would have loved it, though.
I always got called, too.
I wish we had text messaging.
I've never had a booty text.
I wish we had text messaging, though, in like 1989, 1990.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I would be all the time. I could see myself at 2 o'clock in the morning when the bars close.
Like texting 10 different people waiting for the first response?
Yes. Yeah. And I bet I would have like hit up 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And just waited to see who answered first. There was one girl I used to have a booty call with who I think liked me, but I don't know.
When I was going out to the bars, I always would get a booty call. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, that's what I mean, I had one girl that would call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd call her, but she would also call me. And, I mean, I'll admit it now, is like I would hook up with someone from the club, you know.
Right.
I would hook up with someone, go to their place, bang them. It wouldn't take very long.
Right.
Then I'd run home. You know what I mean? I'd head home.
Uh-huh.
And I would jump in the shower immediately, you know, clean off my crotch and everything else. Yeah. But I wanted to get nice and showered before I went to sleep. And then I'd get in my bed and my phone would ring.
Uh-huh.
And I'd pick it up. Maybe.
It's another booty call. Booty
you up?
Call, booty
and I'd be like, yeah, what's up? Hey, can I swing by? It's like they would never say, can we swing by and have sex? No, they would just
right, that is implied.
Can I just come by? I'm like, well, yeah, come on over. I just got out of the shower. You know?
Perfect.
And then the girl would come over, and I would be like laying in bed. And I'd be like, oh, I just got done not that long ago, so I'm going to be so good, you know. Like, it'll take me forever to, you know. It's going to take me forever to finish, and I'm really going to show her a good time, you know? And then it wouldn't, you know? Like, I'd be all fired up thinking, oh, it's going to take me like 40 minutes.
I've done that before.
I'm going to screw her brains out. I'm going to be so good. And then she'd get over, and I'd get on top of her, and it just. You know, 2 minutes and it's over, and I'd be like, what the hell?
Too much time in between.
Yep.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, I thought I'd be something special. I never was. I never was. But that girl, I think, liked me.
Mm-hmm.
But I eventually stopped. I'm like, yeah, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. See, that's my problem is if I'm with somebody more than a couple times, I start liking them.
Yeah, no, I was with this girl quite a few times.
So there's one and done's, and then there's the ones I like.
Well, when I met my wife, and this is honest to God true. when I met D, all that stuff stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time. Oh, God, I probably shouldn't say this. She's going to hate me. But, I mean, there was a time I would have when I first met her. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I knew I loved her.
Yeah.
I knew I loved her the first day I met her and talked
right.
to her. But I did have sex with a few girls after I met her.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, and this is before we went on our first date.
Yeah.
Like, while I was talking to her.
Yeah.
That's
fair game then.
Yeah, I was still. Yeah, but I don't want her to find out, you know.
No, she's going to find out now.
I would still hook up with some girls. And then until we were together, and there was one night soon after we got together. I don't know when. It doesn't seem like there was that much time. And I said, hey, give me one thing I can do for you. And she goes, stop seeing it. Yeah, she goes, stop seeing everybody else and just yeah. see me. Until that time, I had been with, you know, I had been with someone.
Yeah.
And then I stopped. I'm like, she laid down the law. And then I haven't been with anyone else since my wife laid down the law.
Good for you.
On that, you know. In that See, conversation,
that's what I want.
20 some odd years ago, where she said, I want you to stop seeing other girls. And I was like, okay,
I
done.
I don't need the ring on my finger. I just want somebody.
I think I lied, though, and said, oh, I'm not seeing other girls, but I was, you know. Mm-hmm. But, which is, you know. But right. I said, yes, you know. And from then on, man, I have not done anything. Now, I've seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of stuff, but and I have been offered. And I haven't been offered in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Early in my marriage, I was offered a lot and always said no. Always did, like a Boy Scout. And now I'm so fat, she doesn't have to worry about me cheating. No one would want to cheat with this. You know? This freaking mess. Ooh. Anyway, so yeah. But Nikki now has two men
that think she's crazy.
Yep. Who and she's craving the love of two men.
Not either.
I think you are. I think you're horned up. Oh yeah.
It's been a while.
Yep. She wants two at once. Well, share with me when it happens.
Of course I will.
Yep.
Because it's not going to happen.
This is the best thing about this show. When it does happen, oh, and it will.
No, it won't.
She's going to share it with us.
I need to have better self-esteem.
Right. You'll still share it with us. I know that you'll realize it's bad, but I know it'll be shared.
No.
All right. We got to wrap it up. Listen, everybody, I want to thank you all for listening. This has been the Morning Disaster Podcast. I can't wait till tomorrow now.
Why?
When you'll be like, oh, last night I got this phone call.
No.
Yeah.
My phone won't even be turned on until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I got this Facebook message. and, well, I just couldn't.
I won't have Facebook either.
So I masturbated on cam for these guys. What?
No.
What?
No.
Yeah, be something kinky like that.
When I get off the show,
yeah.
My phone will not be working, so there will be no Facebook.
All right.
And I'll be calling in via my phone tomorrow. It will not be turned on until like 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I can't wait for the stories.
There will be no stories.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Definitely tune in tomorrow to find out what Nikki did. I know I can't wait.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely, positively.
Absolutely, positively.
All right, we're done. We're going to be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock a.m. for another edition of the Morning Disaster Show. Thank you so much for listening. And, hey, listen, radio people. I mean, I know we were dirty.
Uh-huh.
But we could have cleaned. If we would have been on radio, we could have cleaned it up.
Yes.
But here's the bottom line. We just did an hour and a half show. No politics. See?
Nope.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it if you're willing. So please stop saying it's impossible to do a show without politics.
Right.
We just proved you it can be done. Nikki, talk to you tomorrow, hon.
See ya.
That is it for the Morning Disaster. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. You have a great rest of the day. And so long, everybody.